Hi, this is Steve from Powering Your Potential, and welcome to this development-focused audio bite on time management. When someone says, that is an hour of my life I'm never going to get back, they are recognising the value of their time and how precious time is. The ability to use and manage this scarce resource that is your time wisely is therefore vital. There can be no excuse for not managing your time, as the ability to be aware of time is everywhere. From your watch, phone, or nearly every device you carry, to statement clocks on the buildings, in elevators, buses, and trains, awareness of time is all around us. Time governs everything we do. You can run out of it. You can never have enough of it. Everything is geared around time. When to arrive, when to start, when to finish. So the effective use of your time can have a significant impact on your productivity and success. Good time management is simply making the most of your time and energy in both your work and personal life. Making enough time to sleep, work, relax, and socialise. All the things that are required to bring balance in your life. There are only 168 hours in a week, so you need to understand when you're managing time, how you're spending those hours, and whether you're being effective in terms of all of those areas. It is important to avoid procrastination, so you need to really focus on how you're going to tackle that time-wasting activity. The first thing to do is recognise when you're wasting time. Remember, it's a valuable resource. Warren Buffett once said, if it isn't a hell yeah, then it's a no. So really start to prioritise when and how you commit your time. Don't waste time on things you don't want to do and can avoid. There are always going to be things that you can't avoid, but keep those to a minimum. Make time-wise decisions, either investing or not investing time in the short term to save time in the long term. At PYP, we often say busy is not effective, so don't confuse activity with productivity. You have to ask yourself, am I busy doing the right things that give maximum value and benefit? Establish what your time preference is in terms of the time of day. Are you up with the lark, or are you a night owl burning the midnight oil? Use the preference that you have, or focus your attention on understanding your preferences and then using it so that you manage your time effectively. If you're in a situation where you're a morning person, tackle the busier, more challenging issues in the morning, the creative, productive time, and leave the more mundane tasks until later in the day. Also, start to really commit to being on time and delivering to deadlines. Give yourself a personal deadline, commit to it, keep it, and do what is required to deliver. Remember, time management is a skill. It is a skill you can learn, you can have some knowledge, you have got the skills, and you just need to translate that into your behaviour. So for your action, keep a diary for the week of how you use your time each day. And then look at how much of it is wasted. Imagine you're a lawyer billing by the hour, or by the minute, or by the quarter hour. Find a way to be more productive with the time that you have and eliminate the waste. Keep investing in yourself and power your potential.